come back. Sorry. welcome back.
Munchy time. Here we go.
The narrow pod between pages where we stop laughing and read books. No, one book. what page am I on? Sorry, can we restart?
No, we're going to keep going.
What? Oh my God. What page is this? I have a Kindle. It's page 159. Okay.
And we haven't even been drinking, I promise. Okay.
Sorry. The Narrow Road Between Desires by Patrick Rothfuss, page 159. Shook his hair out and stripped the water from his arms and chest with his hands. Sorry. Then he lay down on the rock himself, spreading across the smooth, warm surface like a cat. An impressive bruise was flowering on his thigh, with a matching one near his ribs. But they didn't seem to trouble Bast overmuch. Folding his arms behind his head to make a pillow, he closed his eyes and nodded off, undressed and unconcerned, face peaceful in the fading light. I'm Amrita.
I'm John.
And I'm Joy.
Sorry. My brain is just full of coffee with butter and other silly things.
Okay, so this definitely seems to be more evidence in the for the idea that he has been in like an actual physical altercation at this point. Sure. He didn't just skin his knuckles because he was busting up the still. Like he was in a fight.
Definitely. He's definitely either been in a fight or been doing some kind of acrobatics.
Yeah. My question is this, has he been fighting Jessam or Martin?
We don't know. I mean, like, probably Lightning Tree seems to suggest that he fought Jessam because Martin is less in Lightning Tree. But
I had thought that he framed Jessam for destroying Martin's still and that Martin fought Jessam. I wasn't aware that Bast actually fought anyone.
It's not clear. It's kind of just implied.
Yeah, I think in Lightning Tree, we have like a lot of room for interpretation, but I think in this novella, maybe we're gonna get more info.
Maybe, because it's already obviously happened, and the only way we're gonna get more information about it is if Bast tells us, and that doesn't seem terribly likely.
We don't have this little scene of Bast sunning himself on a rock like a cat.
You mean in the Lightning Tree?
In the Lightning Tree.
Okay. Amrita, what were you laughing at when it was talking about stripping the water from his arms and chest with his hands?
I don't even know. I think I was thinking back to the ridiculous introduction I did. And
oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're still on the giggles from that.
I was trying to get into the mindset, you know, seriously. I was telling myself.
Amrita laughed, and then I just started laughing because she was laughing. I couldn't get myself under control either. It was really funny.
It was a really funny giggly intro there. But no, I was puzzled about what would be funny about that because like I do this all the time after I'm done with the shower, like so that there's less water to go onto the towel.
Yeah, that makes
do one of those. So
yeah, it's not really funny.
Okay, all right, it was something totally different. Okay, that's fine.
You know those blooper reels you see where actors will just like set each other off laughing.
Yes,
and it's not even that funny.
This episode is a whole blooper reel.
It is.
Okay.
It's the end of the chapter.
I was just about to say it's the end of the chapter. Sorry, Joy, do you have something else?
Yeah, I was going to say, this isn't the first time we're comparing Bast to a cat, are we?
No, Bast is always kind of a cat, right?
Yeah, it seems very appropriate.
Yeah, he's mercurial and does things on whims and
he stretches like a cat at some point.
He's sitting in the sun on a rock. I guess it'd be better if he was like in a box or something. So, anything else on the page, you guys?
No, we can talk about the chapter. It's Evening Riddles. This is a really short chapter.
Yeah, just a couple pages.
Remember like the riddle with Wilk.
At the beginning of the chapter, I remember we were like, I don't think that there's like birthday cake. But exactly. Now
it's the cake, yes.
After talking about being allowed to eat cake for dinner every night, this Embril is so appropriate. And then we've got the little acorns that we've sent children off to collect. Yeah. What do we think the holly leaf is for? Or maybe because we always have to ignore one.
Oh, there you go. Good one. We need to go back and look at all the other ones. And what are the ones we should ignore from? Because like now that I think about it, like in all of those conversations, I feel like there's always been one where we're like, what's this one for? I don't think this one showed up. And it's the one that we ignore.
That's
fabulous. Sweet.
So Rothfussian.
That's such a Rothfuss thing.
Yeah.
That's classic Rothfuss. I love it.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is the first chapter I feel like where I actually know what at least some of the Embrils like really mean. Like there isn't a lot of ambiguity because they literally discussed cake and acorns. Mm-hmm. And it's also the one with the fewest Embrils, if I'm not wrong, at the top of the
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Hey, listeners. We've been asking you for the spreadsheet of the Embrils. Where is it? Get your act together. I'm very disappointed.
Come on. Our interns have interns at this point. Like,
that's right. As Nick said, we have been elevated from internship. We are now above this silly busy work. And we expect it to be done for us. So,
correct.
Chop, chop.
If you don't do it,
then we'll chop, chop you.
Yes.
Oh, no, sorry. I stole it from you.
No. I was trying to make one of you say it.
Oh, okay.
Chop, chop you?
Yeah. You know, like into pieces.
Yeah. And then we'll eat them because that's what we eat the interns, right?
Right. Yeah. In some kind of like slurry. It's like Soylent Green.
Well, no, it gets pressed into a bar, remember?
Oh, right.
Intern bar.
Yeah, intern bars. Yep, tasty intern bars on tomorrow's narrow page.
Narrow page.